SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A Pennsylvania senator says Iran has the power to end its war with Israel immediately if it will give up its nuclear program.
Senator Dave McCormick says he's been asking around in the international community, and one thing's perfectly clear.
Nobody thinks that it is plausible or acceptable that Iran would have a nuclear weapon.
McCormick says the door is still open for the regime to become a regional partner for peace.
But if they cling on to the notion that they're going to maintain a nuclear capability, we have to take it out now. It's a once-in-a-generation opportunity, and we should stand with Israel and support them in doing so.
Senator McCormick was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agner reporting.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says the White House welcomes the Supreme Court decision upholding a ban on transgender medical procedures on minors.
It's a huge victory for America's children, and it's obviously something this administration believes strongly in, that young minor children should not be allowed to be subjected to chemical castration and mutilation.
And she calls it a huge victory.
The president himself has taken very strong orders, or has signed very strong executive orders on this. And we are grateful for Tennessee's efforts to protect our children. And we are grateful the Supreme Court ruled on the side of the law, but also on the side of protecting America's innocent children.
Hurricane Eric making landfall in the western part of Mexico is a Category 4. It's now been downgraded to a Category 3. And there has now been a report of at least one fatality. President Trump signing an executive order to keep TikTok running in the U.S. for another 90 days to give his administration more time to broker a deal to bring the social media platform under American ownership. This is SRN News. A Texas man charged with killing an unborn baby.
Justin Banta is accused of slipping abortion pills into his girlfriend's drink after asking her to have an abortion and she refused. The child later died when the woman suffered a miscarriage. Banta is charged with capital murder. Pro-life activists have been warning of the danger presented when abortion pills become widely available, as they are now thanks to efforts by former President Biden and other Democrats. Women won't be the only ones using them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
British lawmakers have voted to decriminalize abortion. This will make abortion right up to the moment of birth legal in the United Kingdom. House of Commons approving an amendment to a broader crime bill that would bar the prosecution of women who take steps to end their pregnancies at any stage. Measure now goes to the House of the Lords, where it can be delayed but not blocked. This is SRN News. A lot of controversy, a lot of fear, and it's not over. Family members of late NFL players are sharply criticizing a new study that downplays their ongoing pain. The latest on this story now from correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
Dozens of widows and other caregivers for former NFL players diagnosed with CTE say a published study is insulting and dismissive of their experience living with the degenerative brain disease. An open letter signed by the players' wives, siblings, and children says the study suggests their struggles caring for loved ones was due to, quote, media hype, end quote, about chronic traumatic encephalopathy. They called that patronizing and offensive. The study's authors say there was no intent to minimize the disease or the caregiver's struggles. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
And more details at srnnews.com.